In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, who was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear of thee? Make an accounting of thy stewardship, for thou canst be steward no longer." This parable this morning is acclaimed to be one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult parable our Lord ever uttered or taught or showed. And I do not pretend to stand before you to make it clear to you, and to do what my elders before me have failed to do. But I'm going to try anyway. So give me credit for trying, even though I may not do it well enough. Before we start, I want to look at the thought to remember in today's bulletin. It is this: do we balk at the notion of having to pay too much for our salvation? In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. Now, beloved people, our Lord rarely, if ever, dramatized his parables. But in today's parable, there was a bit of dramatization in our Lord's voice. And you could hear him dramatize the position of both the master and of the steward. And he proceeded to do so. Our Lord and his disciples very often, most often, went about walking in the streets of the city, the bazaars of the city, whatever, the activities of the day, the daily activities of the city. And our Lord looked and thought and considered. And he looked and he showed wonderment and dismay at the same time at the as he witnessed in the bazaars and the streets the various and sundry games that people play. We've spoken about the games that people play at other occasions here. The games that people play, and how they will play these games and dramatize these games with great dramatization. Have you ever haggled when you bought an automobile? And how neither one of you were telling the truth at the time, actually. Neither you, the buyer, nor him, the seller. Both of you poor-mouthed yourselves into trying to bring the price down. The same thing in buying anything, how we haggle. It's almost, well, it is a game that we play. And this steward, we catch him now in playing this game. The master had called him in. He said, "What's this I hear about you? Our Lord has taken the places of these," as our Lord himself begins to dramatize a bit. And the apostles, the disciples rather, were not totally sure of what our Lord was driving at. And when he got finished with the parable, they were very much in a state of wonderment. What does he mean? What is he trying to tell us? You have not been honest with me. You have been stealing from me. You will not be steward, my steward, any longer. I fire you from stewardship. And the steward very quickly analyzed his position and began to think, "What am I going to do? What on earth am I going to do? I don't know how to dig. And it's certainly, I have been a very great man, a large man, an important man, because my master is an important man, and I have been his representative. And everybody knows me to be the big man that I really am. I can't go about begging. I am ashamed to go out and beg. What shall I do?" And he thought. And he had little time left. No doubt, perhaps a day or two or three, enough time for him to move out of the office that he was holding. "What shall I do? I can't do these things. I'm left in a lurch. I know what I will do." Our Lord was dramatizing all along. And it's that very dramatization that most people overlook when they read this parable today. "I know what I shall do, so that when I lose my job and have to walk the streets, I know that they will take me in and will feed me and house me and protect me. I know. Quickly, debtors, come here. Come to me. Quickly, write down. Take your bond." Another thing, too, remember that the master of the time did not exactly know all of the details that the steward knew. After all, that's what the steward's business was, to take care of his master's business. So the master did not go out to be involved in the details of business. These were in the hands of the steward. "Quickly, take thy bond and take 100 and write 50. And you, take yours and write 80. Quickly now, so that when you will remember now that I have done this great favor for you. The day is coming when I want you to take care of my interest. Today I'm taking care of your interest. Remember that." The master heard about this. And he called in the steward once again, and he praised him. He said, "You know, you're a pretty shrewd old boy. Look what you have done. You have prepared yourself for that day when you're going to be out on the street, and you're going to have friends out there to care for you. That was a very shrewd thing that you did. You're wise. You exercise great wisdom. Many have taken this, as did the apostles. They wondered, our Lord is praising this unjust steward. How can this be? Our Lord is certainly making a mistake here. This cannot be that our Lord should praise such crookedness. Look to what degree and to what extent and to what effort this man is gone out to be crooked in order to save his own hide later on, and our Lord is praising him. How can our Lord do a thing of that nature? I don't understand. The apostles and the disciples didn't understand, nor did the people. But there's one thing that we all overlook: the dramatization of our Lord. This was not our Lord that was praising the steward. Our Lord was mimicking the master And it was our Lord was putting words in his mouth that were the master's words. The master was praising the steward because the steward had really, in his own way, outsmarted him. And the master was praising him. And that this man had used the final hours of his power. And that he called in all of his debtors, the master's debtors, and made friends with them, made friends with the mammon, the money. After all, the money is what it's all about, isn't it? And don't we all become very shrewd when it comes to the money in question? The mammon of iniquity, another word used for money, lucre. Don't we say filthy lucre today ourselves? And so this steward made friends with the mammon of iniquity, with the money involved, in order to protect himself. But please be noted, let it be noted, the effort and the energy and the calculation of this wicked steward, dishonest to the very core. It didn't matter what he was doing. Just so he himself was protected. That's noteworthy. That he did not stoop to whatever was necessary to protect his own hide. Now, what are we talking about? Do we balk at the notion of having to pay too much for our salvation? Sometimes we do. And a lot of people, a lot of souls of God, actually do balk at this. Day by day and hour by hour. Do we balk? Yes, we do. Nobody is exempt from this. Begin with me. I'm not pointing a finger at you. I've told you before, but every time I point a finger, one finger at you, there are three fingers of mine that are pointing to me. So don't think yourselves persecuted. I'm talking to myself of what kind of a wonderful, shrewd person I am in my dealings with those who look on with me. And I too have my own dramatizations and my own games that I like to play when it comes to other people. I must save my eternal soul. That is the only reason why God made me. He did not make me to make a fortune, to become all powerful, to be a great leader, a great speaker, a great writer, a great preacher, a great anything. He did not make me for that. The only reason why God made me was for himself. Himself alone. No other purpose. Look how often I plead, this is too much. Yes, I want to save my soul, dear Lord. Don't forget that. I do indeed want to save my soul. And you know that I am sincere in wanting to save my soul. But Lord, dear Lord, precious God, my Father, loving God of all eternity, my loving Father, you ask for a bit too much. I can't do that. To beg, I am ashamed. To dig, I'm not able, Lord. Please, Lord, keep that in mind that I am. Please, Lord, keep that in mind that I am really unable to dig. I've never dug in my life. I've never begged in my life, my Lord. I don't know how. But I want to save my soul. And so I go through life making excuses for my poor little scared self. And I end up wanting all this and heaven too. Once upon a time, somebody wrote a play labeled All This and Heaven Too. My dear people, we cannot have both. We will not have both. And look at the energy that this unjust steward was able to put himself through in order to get what he wanted out of life. But me, when I'm obliged to do and to accomplish what God Almighty Himself demands of me, I can't beg. I don't know how. And I certainly am too weak to dig. Lord, keep that in mind as you look at poor little me. I can't help it. That's the way I am. We've heard that before, haven't we? That's the way I am. Take that into consideration, Lord, when you judge me. My beloved people, we are simply not willing, all of us. Me, I am not willing to put out the same kind of energy to save my soul as an unjust steward put out energy to save his wicked hide. That's the sum and substance of it all. As we walk the streets of the bazaar of our times and go through, we are not willing. We are very much, and to me, I'm not saying we, you, please understand me. I'm speaking of those that you know who I'm speaking of, who are merely Sunday people, who give God only the 1 hour on Sunday. They dress appropriately. They act appropriately. They go to the shelf and they take down the book, the missal down, and carry it with them. And they sing appropriately and they pray appropriately for 1 hour. The rest of the week, the rest of all the hours of the week, we put on our working clothes and we're off to the bazaar to do our thing that causes me to save my dirty old hide that is simply not worth or worthy of the presence of Almighty God. This is today's gospel, my beloved people. It is full of meaning in our Lord dramatized in order to put the point across a little better. And He did an excellent job, our Lord. Our Lord came down for one purpose, and that was to redeem us and to teach us. Now we must take this teaching and learn from it. Do I balk at... I'm asking me right now, each one of you, big, middle, and small. I'm asking me, do I balk at the notion of having to pay too much for my salvation? Beloved people.